Blog Talk Radio.
There's a rainbow up in the sky, and it's shining bright. There's a rainbow up in the sky. Ooh,
Rainbow Nation, African continent. Come and see the Pelipikile, Lalali, Zuela, Lili, Yue, Kefali.
Second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in this morning. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, or you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I just finished speaking with South African superstar singer Kethi. You need to check her out. You can look her up on Kethi, KHETHI.com. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on MySpace. So check her out. She'll be coming to the U.S. in 2011. But again, check out Kethi. That was just her song, Rainbow, very politically soulful, conscious young sister. But right now, I'm going to be speaking to some other young people and a great organization locally here in Philadelphia, the Philly Youth Poetry Movement. It's a nonprofit organization committed to helping the youth of Philadelphia discover the power of their voices through spoken word, literacy, and progressive workshop facilitation. The movement provides a safe space for at-risk, empowered youth ages 13 to 19 to use their voice to promote social change, leadership, cultural diversity, and to build self-esteem. And I'll have a couple of young poets this morning, I believe, on the call, and also the Director of Educational Affairs, Kate Miner. So I think they're right now on the switchboard. I'm going to click them in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, are these the young poets?
Yes.
Okay, who's on the call with me?
I'm Victor Jackson.
I'm Safiya Washington.
Thank you guys for coming on the show this morning. I think Kate's on the other line. Kate, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So we have everybody on the call this morning. So, Kate, tell us a little bit more about the Philly Youth Poetry Movement.
So the Philly Youth Poetry Movement was founded in 2006 by Greg Corbin, and for the past several years, we've hosted monthly teen nights at the Rotunda in West Philly for teens to come out and share poetry, open mic style, and also slam style. And they work towards becoming team members who go out and participate in the international poetry competition Brave New Voices. So currently, we are in our 2011 slam season, and we have teens who are coming out every month to participate in a spoken word competition, but we definitely do more than that. We have weekly writing workshops for teens at Science Leadership Academy on 22nd and Arch from 12 to 3 every Saturday, and we have different local artists who come out to teach the workshops and work with the students in performance skills, writing skills, and just enhancing their writing. And we also have the kids do community service projects as well.
Well, I know I have two wonderful young poets on the call, Safiya Washington. I'll just read a little bit about the two of them, Safiya and Victor. Safiya Washington believes that poetry is a tool to change people and lives. She has been writing and performing most of her life, and 1 year ago started seriously writing poetry. She says, "I don't consider myself a poet, more like a poet in training. I'm very aware that I'm new at this and need to pay homage. As a senior in high school, she lives by this quote, 'In a world that chooses to paint the landscape in blood, I write to revive the heart of a generation gone numb.'" Wow, Safiya, that's pretty deep.
Thank you.
All right, let me tell them a little bit about Victor. Victor Jackson is a junior at Germantown High School who has been writing poetry and participating in slam since ninth grade. All right, he's already in there. He completed last year for the Philly Slam team, and he didn't make it, but he was able to travel to Brave New Voices with Team Philly and use his experiences at the festival to grow his writing and performance skills. Victor also enjoys singing, dancing, and most of all, spending time with his PYPM family. He plans to go to college and major in psychology or media studies. Thank you, Victor, for coming on the call this morning.
You're welcome.
So now, I'm going to start with Sophia. How did you find out about PYPM?
I found out about PYPM through a friend, Omar Roper. He brought me to one of the nights at the Rotunda, and then I started coming to workshops. And the first workshop I came to, actually, they were signing up people for the Franklin Institute slam we did, and I signed up, and I've been here ever since.
So what's been the most exciting thing that you've done or learned at PYPM?
I think the thing I've probably enjoyed the most is the community service. And, like, one of the things that I feel like is one of the important things about PYPM is that it's not just about poetry. Like, it's not about writing or anything like that. I feel like the important thing is interacting with other people of like mind and growing together. And I feel like through service and through writing and through just being around one another, that's what we do.
Well, that's wonderful. If you guys are just listening to me this morning, you can check more out about the PhillyYouthPoets.org. Just go to PhillyYouthPoets.org. They're also on Facebook, and they're also on Twitter. Kate, what's your Twitter name?
I'm not quite sure our Twitter name, but I know we're on Facebook, just Philly Youth Poetry Movement, and all the information's on our website.
So, yes, everybody wants to check out. You want kids to get involved. You're working with young people, or you're a young person listening this morning. You can check out PhillyYouthPoets.org. Now, Victor, let me bring you in here. How are you doing, young man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You're doing good?
Yes.
So now, what did you like about PYPM since you've been a poet, like, for the last 3 years, you know? You're, like, an old head.
I wouldn't consider myself that. PYPM, for me, I'm a baby when it comes down to PYPM. I have mentors and that really work with me instead of, like, working. Like, when it comes down to PYPM, we don't just work on writing and being a poet. It's like more at being a better person first. And then by being a better person first, we become better poets. So PYPM for me is like a family teaching me moral
values and things.
Structures. Like moral structures. It makes me a better person.
Do you think that more kids should get involved? Have you talked to your friends about trying to join PYPM? Do you think that it would help them?
Oh, of course. Since I go to Germantown, that's all I talk about.
Kate, how does it feel to hear these young people just speaking just wonderful praises about the program?
It feels amazing. I think the word that we often throw around is family, and we talk about family. And for a lot of our students, this is one of the only spaces where they know that they can come to for advice, for connection with their peers. And it definitely becomes, as they've said time and time again, more about becoming better people and for having a connection and just a place where they can get support in their daily lives to get to the next step. Because we want all of our students to go on from PYPM and get into colleges and do excellent things with their lives where they are giving back to the community. So it's a fantastic thing to be able to give to them and see how they spread that throughout their community and how eager they are to do so.
Now, does anybody have any poetry for me to hear this morning? Sophia? Victor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Sophia?
Vic will go first.
All right, Victor, you're up. So what do you got for us this morning, young man?
I have a piece about flash mobbing. We decided, PYPM, we kind of like honed his name by calling us ourselves the anti-flash mob.
Okay.
So we feel like flash mobbing is more than just kids having nothing to do. And it's more than just, I think when it comes down to flash mobbing, they just fear teenagers. And I want them to, like, understand that it's deeper than what it seems.
All right. So what's the name of your poem?
I haven't given a name yet, but I just know the topic.
Okay, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay, thank you. The American nightmare is a city of children without dreams. Giggling gladiators find beauty in blood, destiny in destruction. The Babylon babies, the barbaric baby kids of our city, are crying out for attention, wanting the nation to understand their story, wanting a purpose, wanting a use. Even if it means to be exploited for a newscast, they call them a flash mob. It's only to describe the speed at which most of their daddies left. They wander from the land of low expectations. These kings with concrete crowns of hearts as cold as the corners they stand on to keep their pockets warm. They run into the open, wrecking everything they see as a way of getting an eye to realize their way of reasoning. With emotional scars screaming, I'm surviving the best way I know how. By destroying everything around me, just look where you found me. With daddies are ghosts and mothers are crack ghouls. Don't you understand? We were destined to be monsters. We cope through chaos. Find therapy and terrorizing theatrics. Our fingers have group sessions inside our palms. Our knuckles embrace the flaws of others. We have manners of misguided masculinity, saying that real men hug to their hurt, that sharing is caring, that hugging a trigger and sharing a bullet to a brother next to our brothers is supposed to give us the same joy as the Christmas mourners we never got. We find God in guns, religion and ratchets. We have teachings that say real goons and gangsters don't take losses, they take lives. Our tattoo scriptures read that we are nothing more than apes gone wild in a concrete jungle full of banana clips that pill wick back. We are foretold to be the group of teens with the same expiration date, and we cannot deal. So we are asking you to hear us. Hear welfare warriors moan for mercy. America, every time you lay your head down for a sweet lullaby, I want you to feel a South Street riot in your stomach, a Germantown store raid in your veins, a downtown stampede in your mind stream. I want you to remember me. I want you to remember my cry for salvation. A flash mob is the ugliest whine for attention you'll ever hear.
Whoa, whoa. Was anybody else there with me? I mean, you just took us from like A, B, all the way to Z with the flash mob, the welfare, religion, tattoos. What you mean, young boy? You was an old head with the poetry, okay? You just laid it down. You what they say, you got your swerve on? Isn't that what the young people say? You know, what? Much praise to you, young Victor. Keep up the good work. Keep up the wonderful work. Kate, how does it feel to hear that? That is a product of each talent plus the mentoring. What's going on with your mind right now, Kate, when you hear that?
So I've gotten to see Victor grow from his ninth grade year because I've known him for several years. And first of all, his metaphors have grown up so much in that time. And then also, Victor, you did a fantastic job speaking clearly and enunciating your words, and that's something that we've been working on all along. So, and I he changed the ending of the piece that I just noticed, mm-hmm. and I love the way he changed it. So it's fantastic to see their eye for revision and editing and constant work on performance and growth, a lot of growth. And so, of course, I'm proud. I'm always proud.
All right, now, Sophia, you got to come up. Come on now. You know, you're representing all the young women out there. You got to come strong. You got to, like, slam him. You know what I'm saying? So you ready?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So the piece that I'm going to do is called The Image. And I wrote it after seeing this little boy jump on the corner of my box.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay. So the image of baby fists colliding with his semi-developed jaw was the reality check I needed. The sound of Anthony's breath being caught in the back of his throat, the swelling of his mouth, the damp red sensation on his shirt brought me back to our reality. The other children boasting about the shots they got in, claiming one another, basking in pride at their work, contemplating hitting him again. The sudden crowd of supposed elders surrounding him, telling him not to cry, telling him to man up and fight back, never once removing him from the situation, never acknowledging that he was a child that shouldn't have to be fighting, time flows. And I found myself disgusted, contemplating, what are we doing to these kids? We are conditioning them like we condition our dogs, raise them hopped up on adrenaline and aggression, let them off their leashes, and aim them in the direction of one another. Malik learned to form a fist before his hand was large enough to palm a basketball. His hands took on the characteristics of a weapon before he even had a chance to understand ways to use them. He never got a lesson in emotional literacy. He was taught to never cry and always fight. This is our next generation. One day my fate will be in the palm of Malik's hands, and all he knows how to do is form a fist.
Wow. So you're dealing with some other powerful issues there. I myself, where I live in University City, and I saw a young boy get jumped, about 20 kids, and it was just amazing the power that this mob had, and nobody was doing anything. And then finally some guy jumped out of his car, you know, tried to pull the boys off of the young, other guy, and they ran away. But this is a serious issue of these mobs jumping on one individual, you know. And I will tell you, young people, Victor and Sophia, that this has happened throughout history. It's not something new. I think maybe the news is probably noticing it more. But what do your friends say? I mean, when do you know someone who's been involved in a mob and attacked somebody? What do they say afterwards? Do they have any remorse, Sophia? Do they feel bad about what they did?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Victor.
Okay. My opinion on it is when it's like an adrenaline rush. Like they feel invincible. It's like a cheat code for life. To have somebody's life in your hands and control the outcome of something with your friends or your family who's going through the same thing. Like in Germantown, I've seen people get jumped many of times, and no one walks away like, that was wrong. They walk away like, so be it. He got what he deserved, and we came out on top. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So there's no empathy, Kate. This is what I'm hearing from the young people. The issue of empathy is very important. How do you think arts can help kids with their empathy?
I think a lot of the times it's not necessarily that kids don't have a sense of empathy. It's that they've been trained so much to ignore their sense of empathy to the point where they become callous. So I think what writing does and our program does is allows kids to kind of give them a space where they can actually feel safe to have feelings and to display their feelings and to explore what their feelings are and to begin healing. Because a lot of students who I notice who are involved in, you know, jumping other students or getting into fights or doing things that, you know, then ends up getting them negative media attention, are out of cries for help, which Victor did point out in the flash mob piece. And it just comes from, you know, so much time of not having an outlet and having to repress their emotions and feelings. And, you know, in our society for a lot of young men, especially, like, to man up and to keep having that put on top of their feelings and never have the outlet. So I think what writing does is it gives them a space where other kids are opening up and they realize that it's okay to experience your feelings, and that, you know, brings about empathy. So I don't think that it's necessarily that the kids are lacking it. It's just that they've been, you know, trained not to show it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of children are dealing with some serious issues, the issue of domestic violence. The issue of poverty, the issue of a lack of quality education. So that's why I wanted to have you guys on the show this morning, PYPM, Philly Youth Poetry Movement. As the young people just stated earlier, it is not just about the poetry. I think about the life skills, the discipline, as Kate just mentioned, having a safe space to explore your emotions. So if you're listening out there and you know some young people, tune in. Connect them with PYPM. You can check out their website, phillyyouthpoets.org. And if you're just tuning in, we also just heard some wonderful poetry from Sophia Washington and Victor Jackson, both high school students. These are not adults. These were high school students that just read their beautiful poetry. Today you have a great workshop about body image. Kate, talk to the listeners about that.
So every Saturday we host workshops, Science Leadership Academy, from 12 to 3. It's at Science Leadership Academy on 22nd and Arch. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about body image. We have Denise Froman, who's one of the city's unliterate poets, who's coming in to do a workshop. She's one of the PYPM mentors. And we're definitely just going to not only talk about different ways that society has, you know, forced us to look at body images and to reflect on ourselves, but also ways that that's been, you know, damaging, and how we can kind of then break that mold and learn to celebrate ourselves for who we are. So I think that's going to be a lot of the focus on the workshop, exploring different societal, you know, ascribed roles of beauty and stuff like that, and then going into, you know, how do we break this down and feel good about ourselves? Because at the end of the day, that's what we want to leave our students with, them leaving workshop feeling good about themselves and feeling proud about who they are and growing into who they are.
Well, I think that's a good thing, because as I'm a woman, and as a woman, I had to deal with and continue to deal with, you know, am I too tall, am I too short, am I too thin, am I too fat, you know, what about my hips, trying to find the right jeans, you know, well, she looks that way, what do I look like? And you're bombarded with a size 4 or 6 in the magazines. And I did a show on African-American women and eating disorders. A lot of time when people think about eating disorders, they have, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, brown hair, a Caucasian woman. But African-American women also deal with the issue of body image, negative body image. And we may allow a little more weight on the hips, a little more curve here and there, but there are women who are suffering in the African-American community from eating disorders. So I'm glad to see that your organization is touching on that. I just want to tell the audience, in terms of Twitter, I looked you guys up. You can follow them on Twitter. PYPM215 is their hook on Twitter. PYPM215 is their hook on Twitter. So check the Philly Youth Poetry Movement out there. Now, Sophia and Victor, in terms of the Brave New Voices, that's coming up. And how do you guys, are you guys going to attend the event there? Would they be attending an event?
Yes, we are.
So you're excited about that, huh?
Yes, this year is in San Francisco, and I've been to LA last summer with PYPM.
Okay.
Back to being with my family for a whole week, just us around a whole bunch of poets or people who have open minds, just like we do.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, inspiring each other to the point, like, we OD on knowledge.
You OD'd on some knowledge. Well, San Francisco is beautiful. I've been to San Francisco. You definitely want to go to the pier. You want to see the bridge. You want to see so many beautiful views. Now, you're going to have to eat your Wheaties in the morning if you go to San Fran, because the hills will kill you. Washington, the hills will kill you, okay? So, Sophia, are you going to San Francisco?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm going out for the team, but I don't want to jinx anything, so hopefully I'll be there. Yeah.
All
right.
Well, anybody
should know if you can go regardless of whether or not you make the team. We like to take an entourage of students, so we don't want to limit the opportunity.
Let me just say to the audience, if you're listening and you heard the wonderful poetry that Victor and Sophia just slam, bang, boom, swerve, you know, the whole nine, okay? You need to support PYPM. They have a donate. You can donate. It's a nonprofit organization. They need your help. This is a holiday time. You're probably thinking, you know, I want to be a good citizen. I want to support the youth. You want to keep them out of trouble. Well, you need to donate to PYPM. You can go to their website, phillyyouthpoets.org, and right there they have a button where you can donate. I mean, if you got $5, if you got $10, I'm sure they will appreciate it. And as Kate said, even if the young person didn't get into the slam, they can still go, but PYPM needs your support. So you need to click on that donate button and give what you can this holiday season and all throughout the year, not just in the holiday season. So now, Victor, what do you think your next poem is going to be about?
I've been trying to write a poem about dragging the Texas events in history that we forget. Like, I feel like every time an international disaster happens, like Hurricane Katrina or any other natural disaster, we forget and move on. It's like a trend. It's like a trend of talking about or putting in your status, I feel bad for Haiti, or I feel bad for New Orleans. And then, like, two weeks about it. We forgot that we were supposed to send money down there, or we forgot that we were supposed to send handguns down there. It's like a trend that we wear.
What about you, Sophia? What do you think your next poem is going to be about?
I am attempting to write a poem that can capture the essence of the Yoruba religion.
Okay. Shey Alafia Ani.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm sorry.
You don't know who you're talking to on this radio.
Wow.
Agupe, right?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, for those who are just listening, I just spoke a little Yoruba to the young lady there. I was just asking her how she's doing. But I want to thank Sophia, wonderful poet, Tess, and Victor, wonderful poet. And Kate, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your information about the Philly Youth Poetry Movement. You have a wonderful program, and I wish you much success. For people who are listening, check them out, phillyyouthpoets.org. They need your help. Donate. If you know a young person, get them out the fray, the flash mob, helping deal with body image, all kinds of issues. Safe place for youth. Check out phillyyouthpoets.org. Thank you so much, you guys, for calling in.
Thank you so much for having us on your show. It was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. You guys, good luck, and I hope that you make it to San Fran.
Thank you.
Oh, and Sophia Odabo.
Oh.
Odabo means goodbye. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. This was Saturday morning, second half. With Philly Youth Poets organization here in Philadelphia doing some wonderful work. You need to check them out. You need to make a donation. They're young people trying to do positive things. They are trying to get to San Fran for the big poetry slam out there in 2011. So you definitely want to support them. Earlier in the show, I spoke to Kathy, a beautiful powerhouse South African singer. She has a new album out called Exemplify, and you want to check her out at Kethi, KHETHI.com. You can also look her up on Facebook. She's also Mina Kethi on Twitter. And I'm going to leave with some of her music just so you can have a little taste, so you know what she's about. This is a beautiful song called Vukani by Kethi.
Almost every phase of our struggle had its own kind of song.
Pambili.
We are a spiritual people, and one of the ways of expressing spirituality.
There's a rainbow up in the sky.